Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live out of sunny California. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. We're excited today because today we got that international connection today. I'm so pumped up. We have amazing guests that are in the house. We're going to be talking with Thato Tipsy T, South African producer. He is responsible for mixing and engineering international single Bafana Bana Man. He is the founder of Late Night Music. We're also going to be talking with Emmanuel Holland. He is the CEO of Young Brilliant Mogul, based out of Atlanta, an up-and-coming global brand that is sweeping across the nation. And lastly, we're going to be talking with Noni Mashaba, a.k.a. the Humble Diva. She is responsible for international launch of the new hit single, Bafanaman Bafaman, which is the current single that everybody's talking about, experiencing heavy exposure South African hip-hop market. We're excited about it. We're so pumped. And right now, we're going to bring in Luck Lane. Welcome. How are you doing?
I am good, Nikki. How are you?
Good, good. We have also more guests that's on the line as well. We're going to open up the phone line. Last four digits. 0647 as well. So we got everybody on right now. Welcome.
Very good. What's going on?
Hi. We're so excited to have you here today and all the amazing guests out of Africa and Atlanta. Thank you so much for being a part of the Nikki Rich Show today.
Absolutely. I have Thato Tipsy T on the line with me. So, Tipsy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Say hello to Nikki.
Welcome. And
hey, Nikki.
So great to talk with you.
Hey, I'm so privileged to be on your show today. Hey. Hello?
And to everybody out there, once again, Mr. Tipsy T, he's a South African producer responsible for mixing and engineering one of the hit songs that everybody's talking about, Bafanaman. And this is truly amazing to have you on today.
Hey, thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here. How are you?
I'm good. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came about producing.
So, it started a while back. I was still in school because I'm young, you see. I ain't grown. I'm still young. I started it in school, and then I was passionate about it, and I took it seriously in my life, and I've been doing it ever since I was like 13 years old. So music has always been me. It's all I do right now. I've been working independently, but right now I've been working with a label called Madhouse Media. You know, things are looking up.
Wow. And now you come together on this amazing project. How does it feel to be a part of it?
I don't know how to say it feels, man. Like, I met Luke last year, June or something like that, and I never thought I'd work on a song with him, you know. When he emailed it to me, it was a blessing in disguise for me, you know.
Yeah, I met Tipsy through Mike G.
He's putting everybody together and making it happen and forming this big international project from not only the U.S., from South Africa, but also the city in the U.S., California, just the West Coast period. That's truly amazing.
Oakland,
in
yeah.
itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of travel, you know. I met Tipsy through Mike G, who Boniso Ungribain. He is also part of the project. Tipsy was just, you know, it's just organic when you meet the right people. You just go right to work and you don't have to question it.
You don't. And we also have more people on the line as well. Who you would like to introduce to?
Absolutely. E, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, bruh? So this is Tipsy, the engineer for the Bafana Banaman record. And he probably be doing some work with us in the near future. And he's very talented. I got to shoot you some of his stuff. I came to know Emmanuel through my friend Claudia Nelson. She kind of arranged an introduction. And, this brother, man, his reputation precedes him. He's the CEO of the label that I work for. So without further ado, man, Emmanuel, tell him what's good.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
How you doing, Nikki?
I'm good. We're excited to have you on today and honored.
Thank you. Basically, I started Young Brain and Muggles 3 years ago, and legendary music executive Hiram Hicks. If y'all watch the movie, New Edition, you probably heard of him too. He took me under his wings probably like 5 years ago and taught me the game. I started this organization. It's an offspring of what he started. And he started the Artist Factory back when TLC and when he used to work with Diddy and Bad Boys back in the 90s. And basically, it's a building in Atlanta, and we have everything under one roof, from all sides of entertainment, from the music side to the production side. And what I've done, I've been out in Atlanta, and I've been reaching out to the youth, and I formed this organization, and it's been picking up like wildfire. Just basically, I get young individual who's very motivated and with every aspect of what they're doing, and I just connect the dots and we all work together as a team.
Now, what else can we expect from you this year coming up?
I have three artists that I manage. One of my artists' name is Man Man Savage. He's a big EDM and hip hop artist. He comes from 21 Savage. 21 Savage is a very known artist right now. And I have another artist named India Nicolay that I'm working with. Her project's coming up this summer. So I have a lot of things going on, but the music is just one aspect of Young Brilliant Moguls. We have athletes, we have photographers, we have videographers. We have everything under entertainment that you need.
Awesome.
One stop shop.
Yeah.
One stop shop.
Great. And also, everybody out there that has artists and music, feel free to submit to the Nikki Rich Show at thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. and submit it, you know, and we'll review and give you feedback and go from there. So we're open for that as well.
Absolutely. That's a blessing. Hey, so I'm gonna go and snatch up Noni right quick. So I will be right back. Okay.
So great
right.
to talk to
you.
Tipsy.
Thank you so much.
Man.
It was an honor, bro. It was an honor to have you, man. And
before I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Before I go, I'd like to say out the niggas. Yeah, you know, man.
Absolutely.
Meister, my Africa, Lizzy, Seth Singer, you know, Double S, Midnight Music. We got a single out, it's called Lit, and we got a new one coming soon called Baby by Seth Singer and Lit by Meister. Log on to
nice.
My Facebook page, Madhouse Media, it's Tipsy T, it's Seth Singer, it's Meister, it's whatever, you'll find it there.
Absolutely. Hey, before you go, before I take you out, Tipsy, E, you know his dream as a producer is to meet Metro. So
that's Metro's one of my good friends, man. So that's a very, very good possibility once you go into a winner.
Ooh, look at that, Tipsy. Look at that, bruh.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
y'all. Well, I'm going to be right back with Noni.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Who's new?
That sounds great.
Okay, okay.
Have you and your people on right now. I see you working, you're making it happen, and you're connecting individuals as well, you know, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you would like to share with the people out there that's pursuing their dreams, who's moving forward, you know, as a young mogul like yourself?
Basically, I say just keep going. It will be a lot of trials and tribulations from family and friends, but at the end of the day, you have to remember what you're trying to do, and what's your goal, and just keep going. Just always. Don't never give up on your ideas. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 50. Like, don't make excuses. That's one thing that I live by. It doesn't matter. If you're breathing, you can do it. It's always a way. So just stay humble and dig hard and go for your dreams. Don't never give up.
Now, you mentioned the artists that you work for. What do you look for in working with artists? Because I know it's a lot of artists that listen in right now. And they want to know how can they get signed, how can they get be a part, and especially you being in Atlanta. It's really big. That's where a lot of people come out, a lot of talent come out of.
Yeah, definitely. You can follow me, you know. I'm well connected in Atlanta. My brand is well connected in Atlanta. You can follow me on my Instagram at YBM_CEO, and you can send me songs and your EPKs to my email at artistfactoryemanuel, is EWMANUEL@gmail.com, and we can go from there. And I'll personally have somebody from my team call you. And
we're also gonna bring back in. I see we have Luke Lane back again.
Yeah.
Luke Lane,
yeah,
in
back.
The building. Noni.
I'm back. I am now with Noni Mashaba, who is actually responsible for helping launch the record in South Africa through her brand, Humble Diva. And so, yeah, I'm honored, sis, to have you on the line.
Hey.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, Nick. How are you?
I'm so excited.
How are you doing?
South Africa, yay. We're here.
Yeah, big up to the motherland. This is South Africa. Yes, yes, I'm so happy to be on your show. Thank you so much, Nikki and Luke. Thank you as well, you know, for having me on the show. And good evening to, well, good morning on your side to your listeners.
And Emmanuel Holland is on the line with us, the CEO of Young Brilliant Moguls.
Oh, yes, yes. Hi, Emmanuel. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, bro. Pleasure to meet you, by the way.
Yes.
You too.
Now, tell us a little bit about Humble Diva. How do you came up with the concept, and how do you, I know you got a lot going on also with the project. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection.
Okay. So, well, how the Humble Diva came, you know, brand came up, was I got a twin brother. His name is Jabu, and you know, he'd always call me Diva, 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 and I'd be like, yeah, stop calling me Diva. And then, you know, there was this one time when he just literally just said, from today on, I'm going to call you Humble Diva, you know, and that name just stuck with me from then. Apparently, I'm a diva, but yet I'm still so humble. So that's how the name really came about. And, you know, I basically just started using that on my social media when because I do a lot of motivation for women on my social media platform. And, you know, when I sign off at the end, I sign off with the name Humble Diva. So that's basically how the brand grew. And I got so much feedback from women who were following me on Facebook, especially, and who would be like, don't you want to have motivational talks and probably just take this Humble Diva brand, you know, to bigger platforms? Because, you know, you really inspire us here on Facebook, and we need to hear and see more of you. And basically that's how I, you know, grew the brand from there. I took that to heart, and I then started thinking about having, you know, a fashion line that comes with, you know, your clothing, accessories, shoes, you know, the works. And then started off as well thinking about the health section where I've got what we'd call, you know, organic African products that are in that are good for your skin, good for weight loss, and so forth. So I've got a range of that, and you know, then I sat and I thought to myself, this is actually coming up pretty well. I could maybe do a little more. And you know, that's how me and Luke really got connected, even though we met in 2014. But you know, last year we had a conversation and we were like, actually let's look into, you know, production where we'll deal with what you call TV and music. So that's the Humble Diva brand also expanded into that, and that's how we're sitting with the single as well, Bafana Banaman. So pretty much it's one of those brands that really encourages women, you know, especially to grow mentally, physically, and emotionally, and also looking at the aspect of wealth. You know, it's always nice to have women going into business.
Awesome. And I love that you have been responsible for the launch, the international launch of the new single, and there's been a lot of heavy promotion, a lot of exposure within the South African hip-hop market. How awesome is that?
Yo.
That is crazy. That is crazy because, you know, I get Luke grinning every night saying, Nani, my Humble Diva, you're doing it, man. Thank you. You know, and you know, I've also got to give credit to, you know, the guys on the single who are from South Africa that, you know, we're working with. It always makes it easier when you're working with people who've got passion for what they're doing and who absolutely love what they're doing. So it just makes your job and your drive so much easier to basically achieve what you want to achieve with whatever you are setting out to do. So, you know, we are a team, even though the responsibility of launching is on my shoulders. You know, the good thing about it is that it's fun, you know, and the track as well is also a very fun track. So we're getting a lot of exposure this side, and people are actually loving this track. So I'm just busy with the actual launch, of which, you know, we're still going to discuss the date between myself and the team as to exactly when we're going to be having the, you know, the eventful launch.
Yeah, just real quick, let's backtrack a bit. I've known Noni for about 5 years, and we kind of hit and miss on a couple of entrepreneur ventures, and you know, it just kind of all tied in about 6 months ago. I thought it would be fly to create this record and kind of the idea, the message that it sends in honoring from generation to generation, being that my son is speaking a colloquialism from South Africa that was designed by Baba Mteta, and he's honoring him by saying that. You know, he's saying, I'm a younger generation, but I'm honoring the older generation. So, and, you know, the thing that surrounds that is very beautiful. And the people that have been a part of this, man, is just, it's been legendary. Sim Lee, big shout out. Boniso Ungbang, big shout out. Mike G, BB Styles, The Dawn, big shout out. On the U.S. side, Neo the Gift, big shout out. Seth the Ghost, the producer of the record that made the beat, big shout out. My brother-in-law, Diddy Boy, that actually is a little part of the sample. Big shout out my son, Bupelo. You know, just so many people are part of this record. And then in the aspects of the promotion, Miss J, Sashebo, she is spearheading a strategic movement that is helping really get the record some steam. Jabu Mashaba, Noni's brother. You know, we just have an amazing team, man. And it's just really, really coming together. And then with you, Nikki, having us on the show, you know, tying things together. And I really wanted, you know, I really wanted E to get a sense of kind of the scope of, you know, what it is that is happening. And know that, obviously, you know what I'm saying, that we need all the help we can get still.
Yeah, man.
Sure. It's the song is available on iTunes, you know. But we're really trying to tie build the bridge and tie it all together from a global perspective, because these are two separate continents that we're working on. And I'd like to see in the near future Noni and crew come to California, and I'd like to see in the near future Neo the Gift and Seth the Ghost and Chisel and all of them come to South Africa, you know what I'm saying, and really, really tie this thing up right, you know. So, yeah, and I think we can accomplish it. I definitely think we can accomplish it because we have that synergy. God's timing is popping right now.
It is.
Yeah,
and
you know,
it gets better each and every week. It gets better. Each and every week,
right.
And every month.
Every day. yeah. And, you know, I'm Miss Nikki, I got to say, and Emmanuel, just know that, you know, our bags are packed already. So we basically on standby because we, you know, things are moving so fast and, you know, people are responding so well to basically the Humble Diva brand and the Humble Gents brand that's coming at a later stage. And the track. So it's like something that's just gelling in a way that we never expected, you know. We knew we had some work to do, and, you know, we're loyal to that. But the magnitude of how fast this thing is going is just on another level. And
it's crazy,
I,
right?
I've got to say, I say all the time, God is just putting everything in perspective here for all of us, and it's just amazing, and it always leaves me in awe, you know.
Pretty intense.
And we put him first in everything we do. here at the Nikki Rich Show. That's
for
what
sure.
it's all about. That's why we have guests like yourself, Emmanuel, Tipsy T, Luke Lang, everybody, even our listeners. You know, that's why we're here with this platform, and we can't do it no other way. You know, God is blessing
Absolutely.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
And
Absolutely.
Now, real quickly,
Absolutely.
For everybody, because we're going to wind things down, we got 2 minutes. If everybody can give out their social media handles one by one, where they can follow you at, please.
Okay, so it's going to be ladies first, so it's got to be me.
Absolutely.
okay, so my social media platforms, I've got Facebook and Humble Diva SA on Facebook. Instagram is at Humble Diva _ZA. Twitter is at Humble Diva SA as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my Instagram and Twitter is YBM_CEO, and my Facebook is Emmanuel Holland.
And my IG is at LucLang, and on Facebook I am facebook.com/ LucTLang, and Twitter LUC_LANG. And I'd also like to just quickly shout out Charlotte Gombe and Humanity Must Rise as our nonprofit arm. She's doing an amazing job making a lot of noise in SA. And Larato Manya, a blogger and a very influential writer who just very recently joined the team. So shout out to both of those individuals.
Most
definitely to anybody out there,
my social media handles at Nikki Rich Show TV on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as at Miss Nikki Rich. And you can follow us, and you can log on to our website, thenikkirichshow.com. We air each and every Monday through Wednesday at 11 a.m. And we also have special days like Thursdays that we do interviews as well. So anybody out there you want to submit for info, you can, nikkirich79@gmail.com. We're syndicated. So this episode right here, this show, will not only be on thenikkirichshow.com, but it's also on iTunes. It's on TuneIn Radio. We're on 98.2 The Beat LA, as well as College Underground Radio. And today we thank you guys for being with us. You know, it's been exciting. I know it seems short, but we bring, you know, we always bringing you back.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Nikki. And, you know, I'd just quickly like to say condolences to, you know, the family, fans, and of Charlie Murphy, you know, may he fall rest in peace.
Yes,
for real,
Charlie Murphy, one of my faves, you know.
Man.
I used to love Dave Chappelle's show.
Yo,
man.
He was one of the greats, man. It's just,
sad
to have him exit.
All right. Definitely. Thank you so much, Nikki. Emmanuel,
thank you
so much for, you know, also being on the show. And Luke, it's always a pleasure, bro.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody. You know, also keep my family in prayer. My mom just went into surgery, and she just 30 minutes before the show aired, I was able to speak with her. She couldn't talk, but I told her I loved her, and she's in recovery. So, you know, keep my family in prayer. We also have death in our family, one of her, our uncles, and my mom's not able to attend. The funeral is tomorrow. She's going to be in the hospital recovering. So just keep everybody in prayer across the world. You know, there's so much going on, from the wars to just things, you know, keep our kids in prayer, the schools, you know. So we just want to pray for everybody. And thank you guys for being a part of the Nikki Rich Show. We're in overtime, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. Have a great day.